Good morning, everyone, and welcome to your Diamond Level Immersion Training. And we're getting started today. We have a bunch of sign-ups in the last couple days, so I love you guys. I'm so excited for you. It's going to be an amazing, amazing day today and all week long full of breakthroughs. We have an opportunity for you to come on and announce yourself just like if we were in a live class one-to-one where you flew into San Francisco and you met me, or you flew into Carmel Valley and met me. So if you have a video camera on your computer, we can do either audio or video, and you can come on and eventually, not right now, and say who you are and where you're from and all that stuff. But in the meantime, why don't you say good morning on the chat box. I'm excited to see you guys. We're going to do a morning meditation. We're going to do an orientation this morning and get you started. So let's see who's on so far. We've got Charlotte from sunny Maine. Hi, Charlotte. Nice to see you. Elizabeth from Norway. Thrilled to be here. Wonderful. Yay. And Christelle from Sweden. Blessings from Christelle. Alex, good morning, everyone, from sunny Solana Beach, California. Okay, Alex, you're a neighbor of mine. You're in California. How wonderful. And Jyoti calling from Montreal. And good morning from New Orleans from Roxanne. Fantastic. And I think we'll have a few more people joining us. And here comes Karen. And Karen is from Aspen. Aspen's very beautiful. I had a summer vacation in Aspen. Is that kooky? But I'll tell you what, Aspen, known for as a ski resort, is such a beautiful place to take a vacation in the summer. It is gorgeous. Okay. Well, I think that what we'll do is we'll get started with meditation in a couple minutes. I think we want to let people get settled into the call, and then from there we'll go to our next step. Okay, and from Cincinnati, Ohio, we have Renee. Welcome, Renee. And you know what I'd really love also for you to do as you're thinking about putting things in the chat box is a kind of a declaration of what you would like, maybe one to three things that you would like breakthroughs in. And then I'm going to instruct my tech gals to go ahead and grab those for me so that I can really see and be present to who you are and what you're looking, the miracle you're looking to create for yourself today and this week. So if you wouldn't mind putting down there the breakthrough you're looking for today, that would be very helpful. And Heather, good morning. Wonderful to have Heather. And Heather is a return customer. She was in our recent Diamond event. What's so exciting about this event is it's the one and only of its kind. We'll be going to a shorter format next year. So to get the entire training on video is a one and only opportunity, so it's pretty cool. So welcome, Heather. Okay, so go ahead and put in the chat box what one to three breakthroughs you're interested in, or what brought you to the call. I'm very interested in the in-person class. We always would have people go around the room right away to start the day talking about what they're hoping to accomplish, what they're hoping to shift. And it's important for us to kind of set that intention and that tone so that we actually are able to manifest. I think one of the things about manifestation is being really clear about what you're looking for, what you're hoping to create. And Sharon, good morning from Canada. Very good. So one to three things in the chat box that you're looking for a breakthrough, you're looking to share. And then if you want to raise your hand, you want to try raising your hand, we can give it a try. And maybe you can come on either a voice or a video and make that declaration of what you're, so you would say your name and one to three things that you're hoping to accomplish in the class today. And I'm going to say, you know, this for me, one of the things I'm looking to accomplish is to add to those 5 million minds and really take you to a much deeper understanding of the human blueprint and the quantum field and how everything works. So that's one of my intentions. Another intention of mine is a lot of times the big workshops are a tremendous effort for me and I get really fatigued. So I was seeing the rightness of having joy and grace and ease in this class, and that really seeing that this class would take on a new personality for me of, you know, the entire time I stay relaxed and peace at peace and not overtired or strained from the teaching. So that's one of my goals for this week. And really to create an incredible breakthrough for each and every one of you so that you feel completely transformed in the very best way possible at the end of the training, that your life is different and permanently better, which is a result that we've gotten for everybody who's attended the class. I think the shifts are so dramatic and so exciting. So those are my intentions. Let's see. Oh, no intentions yet. Oh, so feel free to either, you can raise your hand, make a request, or just put some things in the chat box, 1 to 3 breakthroughs that you're hoping to create for yourself. Okay, and I can wait a minute or two, so if you need a minute to write something in there. For Roxanne, it's personal healing, moving forward as a healer and helping raise the vibration of the planet. Beautiful. I love it. Oh, good. Here they come. Okay, you guys are just taking time writing. Okay, I love you. Okay, Heather. Bye-bye victim mentality, own my body, more fully, greater self-confidence, self-love, and joy. Yay, Heather. And Christelle, goals or intentions here to experience besides being open-minded, become who I really want or dream to be, the best version of me, finding a fulfilling upon my purpose, creating my mission, healing up and moving into being a healer, both personally and for others. Beautiful, beautiful. And then just if my gal, my producer, will please save all of the intentions that are coming in this morning, that would be helpful for me because I'll keep them then. I'll make sure everybody gets their goals. Okay, and just I know some of you are composing, so we'll just be leisurely here and Elizabeth, breakthroughs in relationships, in career, faith, know that I am divine every morning for the rest of my life, and health, body, to love and cherish my body, answering my calling from Jesus. Beautiful, Elizabeth. I love it. Okay, and here's another one. Oh, one sec here. There we go. Okay, and very good. Now we have Jyoti. Maybe restore, I don't know. To restore perfect health and vitality. Schedule to include self-care, to strengthen, fine-tune my physical and energy bodies, tune up my physical body, energy body, which to channel, radiate, and deliver Christ consciousness. Beautiful. Vibration to the world and to gather what I need to help support my baby and children. Beautiful. And children, clients with grace, ease, and joy. I love it. Beautiful. And Alex, I want to learn every single thing I can about the Divine Human Blueprint easily to help myself and others. To use this to become a walking example of what optimum health can be, so can see that it's possible. To know this so well that I can use it to help others everywhere I go. I love it. Charlotte, self-healing, specifically on my hand, which has two dupatrines, which intend to heal or banish, maintaining optimum health and balance. And Dana, to be open to what you have to share and learn from you, expand as a healer. Beautiful. Let me see how many people we now have here. 14 attendees, 16 registered. Okay. And I wonder if that's 14 shares. Okay, well then let's go on to starting our meditation, and perhaps some people will be joining us soon. I'm going to turn the screen share off. There we go. Okay. So let's start the morning with a guided meditation. So finding a comfortable seated position with your spine erect and your feet on the floor. Breathing in and out. And as you breathe in positive energy. And as you breathe out negativity, worry, and concern. Breathing in and out. Send a grounding cord down from the base of your spine to the center of the earth. Make the grounding cord nice and wide. Set the grounding cord on release. Begin to release the excess energy in the body. Breathing in and out. And just letting all negativity, all worry and concern, all nervousness, all the I can't do it energy, just allowing that to release. And let go. Grounding your right and left ovaries with a line of energy as wide as your wrist, hollow in the center, through the perineum down to the center of the earth. Set the ovaries on release and release any excess energy in the ovaries. If you're with a male body, go ahead and ground your testicles with a line of energy right as your wrist, held in the center, down through the center of the earth, and set your testicles on release, your male body. And let's go ahead and bring that body into peace So for women, we're clearing out the ovaries, and that's where we do our healing projects from. And for men, we're clearing out the competition and aggression, also female control energy. Sometimes that can get a little intense in the male body. So we're clearing out the male and female bodies and bringing the bodies into neutrality. And really cleaning out the ovaries means that you are letting go of all the different healing projects. And so sometimes what you'll see, if you can kind of observe yourself, is you'll see colors shifting and changing. And so let's just go ahead and allow those colors to shift and to go into your own natural color. So those ovaries, you might go through 20 colors as you're releasing healing projects of others. And so just allow those colors to keep shifting until you're down to that last color. And that's for women and the ovaries. We're about 80% clear, ladies, on the ovaries. You're welcome to, as you sit in meditation, you can pump with your right hand if you feel like there's some stuck energy. I'll pump with you. Beautiful. We've gotten to 100% clear. And now we're going up to the adrenals that sit at your waistline on the kidneys, on the right and left kidney, with a line of energy as wide as your wrist, down through the perineum and down to the center of the earth. Set the acorn-like glands, the adrenals, on release. Now, your adrenals are very tapped in or plugged into your survival brain and your nervous system. The adrenals come on and off whenever an alarm or a beep or a buzz or a bing or a jackhammer is going off. The adrenals, the special role of the adrenals is to pump out cortisol and adrenaline. And it was so useful for us when we were back with the saber-toothed tiger and the bears, and we had to run away and get free of those critters. But in this era, we have all kinds of computer sounds and alarms and phones and fire alarms and whatever. And so you might hear 50 alarms during the day, bings, beeps, and buzzes, and understand that every time an alarm goes off, your adrenals kick out some cortisol, some adrenaline. They respond, and that's why adrenals wear out these days. So So one of the first things that you can do is you can clear your adrenals every day and flood them with pulsing gold suns. And the other thing you can do on a physical level is you can turn off all the alarms. You might have heard little angel harp music just a minute ago as my producer was letting me know there's people on the phone line too. So I don't have an alarm going off. I have some sweet little harp music, some angel music coming on, which doesn't stimulate the adrenals. So you can do inner and outer action. So as we're clearing now, we're also going to plug the nervous system into the adrenals. The sciatic nerve run right alongside the adrenals. So let's go ahead and plug the sciatic nerve into the adrenals, just to imagine it. And then we're going to release the entire nervous system, the beautiful lacy network of nerves, including your spine, and up into your brain, and your out to your extremities, your limbs. And we're releasing the entire lacy network of nerves through the adrenals. And you can energize this release by breathing deeply into your belly. Breathing deeply into your belly tells your nervous system to relax and let go. You're just breathing deeply in as the nervous system is releasing. We're going to actually let some time go here. We're going to really allow the nervous system to completely release. So just breathing in deeply into the belly, breathing in pink and gold energy into the belly. We're about 60% done with the release of the nervous system. If you feel like there's some stuck energy in your body, you're welcome to pump with your right hand. I'll be pumping for you. So, you know, do if you like, and just stay relaxed, though. So if pumping makes you be too much awake, I want you to just stay relaxed. I want you to be really present to the release happening in your body right now. And this is a time where we really want you out of high alert. In that same way that I've declared staying energized and really having fun and relaxed while I'm teaching, I want you to be energized, but having fun and relaxed as you're learning. So you want that, any kind of concerns about maybe I won't get it all or anything that would be that you've maybe even brought in from your weeks on high alert. The best way to learn about the human blueprint and the quantum field to step into your own divine state of Christ consciousness is in this parasympathetic or relaxed system. And just keep seeing that energy, that tension leaving the nervous system, breathing in and out, all is well. We're just going to release until it's all gone. Very wonderful. The nervous system is released, and we're going up now to the center of the head. And in the center of your head is your golden temple of silence. We're going to open a trapdoor out the back of the head, and using a spiritual fire hose, just go ahead and wash out the center of the head. And we're clearing out any dust bunnies, looping thoughts, worries, concerns. Just washing out the center of the head. Bringing a lot of light into the body as we wash out the center of the head. Washing out any darkness. Doing a beautiful job, continuing to wash out the center of the head. We're only about 30% clear on the center of the head. So if you feel like there's some stuck energy in the center of your head and you want to pump at this point, this is fine. You could take this opportunity now to do a little quantum pumping. We're just letting go of the tension, control energy. Maybe there are some spiritual parasites that are wanting to be in charge of the center of your head, and we're letting that go. Doing a great job. Continue to pump. And continue to just stay relaxed and just allowing that tension in the head. We're really working on full body ownership, full self-expression. And so maybe it's, you know, releasing out the back of the head down that trap door. You might just create a grounding cord out of the back of the head and, you know, start just grounding out the energy. Ooh, that helped for some people. I can see some shifting happening there. You could have a little whirlwind there, helping move that energy out. Keep moving that energy out. We're about 80% clear, doing a great job. And we'll really be getting to the bottom of this week, so that way that you don't get to own the center of the head will be corrected, and you'll be able to own the center of your head without difficulty. Okay, my dears, I think that's as good as we're going to get. We do get 100% of what we can do after we clear the dark energies and the soul contracts and spiritual parasites. We'll be able to get a much more powerful 100%. But this is good. We've cleared a lot of energy out of the center of the head. Okay, and I'd like you to just sit in the center of your head now. And imagine pulling in your aura to 18 inches around your body as you sit on your throne in the center of your head. Okay, so the aura is 18 inches around the body, and then let's go ahead and put a golden vacuum cleaner at the top of your head and under your feet, and let's clean out the aura. So we're vacuuming up from under the feet, around the ankles, shins, calves, knees, thighs, out the hips, and we're looping around the hips. And at the top of the head, looping around the head, neck and shoulders, arms, elbows, and forearms, and the center of the body, the torso. And we're just kind of spiraling around, both up and down, vacuuming out that little golden vacuum cleaner. It's vacuuming out all the dust bunnies and fuzz balls in the aura. Beautiful. And then throw the vacuum cleaners down the grounding cord, opening your feet to earth energy. And, you know, I want you to really think about your feet as having their chakras at the bottom of your feet. And they're very much like a lotus or a camera lens. And so they're very beautiful. And if you had the old-fashioned camera, it would open. The lens would actually open. You'd click it open. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to click the chakra open. And we're going to allow earth energy to come up through the feet, through your soul understanding. The bottom of your feet is your soul understanding, your ankles, your shins and calves. So we're bringing that earth energy up through the ankles, shins and calves, through the knees, your ability to honor yourself, your thighs, and out the hips and down the grounding cord. Now, we're connecting in more deeply with Mother Earth. We're bringing more balance in. And just clearing out those leg channels, really being able to own your legs in a very powerful way, your ability to take your next steps in your life, inner and outer life. Finding a place in the universe that's in harmony with you, bringing cosmic energy into the back of your head, 1 inch above where the spine meets the skull, bringing that energy down through your neck and shoulders, arms, elbows, forearms, wrists, and out the hands, the fingers, and the fingertips, and bringing more of that energy down through your back channels, down through your back, all the way into your hips and pelvis, and then looping up through the belly, through the chest, through the neck, through the head, fountaining out the top of the head like a beautiful Italian fountain, bathing and cleansing your aura. And then feeling the quantum pleasure field. And although the quantum field is part of us and we are particles vibrating, you know, sometimes we have this sense that it's outside of us. So today what I'd like you to do is imagine that quantum pleasure field is just vibrating with pleasure on the outside edge of your aura. And it has such a pristine joy and such a celebratory energy. And let's bring that vibrating energy into the aura. So it's permeating in the aura. And it's coming into the aura feeling quite wonderful, quite spectacular. And you're feeling this pleasure field now surrounding your body. And maybe you're feeling it at the edge of your skin. And feeling this joy and this pleasure in the edge of your skin. Ah, it feels so wonderful. And now, like honey on white bread, it's permeating through your skin, through the tissues of your body. And this pleasure field is becoming you. It's permeating all the way into your heart and into your vital organs and into your spirit, into your essence, into the very you of you. I'm feeling it just going deeply, deeply into the core of your being, this vibrating pleasure field, this field of joy, of happiness, of great, sustained pleasure. And breathing in and out and imagining a golden sun at the top of your head as your body is vibrating with pleasure. And in that golden sun, you sit as a spirit, completely you. And pop yourself back into your body now, really bringing your spirit down into the tips of your toes, your spirit into your fingers, and into your legs and arms, and into your body, completely filling out your body, your chest, your head, breathing in and out, breathing in and out, breathing in and out. And breathing in that pink energy and that gold energy. I want you to rub your hands together in front of your heart chakra, creating some psychic energy, some tapas, and then putting your right hand over your heart chakra and your left hand over your right hand in a universal mudra of self-love and self-affinity. Affirm to yourself, I love myself. I trust myself. I express my unique self. Breathing in and out and just really energizing the space, feeling very wonderful, very happy, great to be alive, coming back into the room. May it be with the blessings of the Supreme Being that this healing meditation is complete. May the entire world be filled with radiant health, vitality, abundance, joy, and peace. It has to. So be it. And welcome back, everyone. So here we are. There, we got a little bit less of that brightness. Okay, so let's see how everybody's doing with that meditation. And so go ahead and put your comments, how you feel after our grounding first meditation. How was that for you? And then I'm also going to take a look at all the intentions that came in after we started the meditation. And so Renee said clearing unwanted parasites, implants, and entities so I get rid of them all in my house and my kids and my animals, healing abilities increased, excuse me, to be able to help people and animals, to clear wealth, success blocks, so I can step into my life purpose. Beautiful, Renee. I'm aligned with you on that. Healing self and others, Sharon, unconditional love for self and others, focus on God within everyone. Lovely, lovely, lovely. So how was that meditation for you? How did you experience it? How do you feel now? What shifted for you? Blissful and still processing. Oh, I believe it. Yeah, because that was very deep. Really good. All right. So please do make your comments in the chat box. And what we're really looking at, I know that you probably have experienced many of my meditations, and you'll notice that we do things a little bit differently here, and that we're really after you getting a much deeper experience. And so in each step that we do along the way, we're going to work with you on taking you to the next level. And so fun to be right here with you. So I'm excited for you. Okay, so let's see what's come in. Blissful, wow, powerful, wow. Okay, good. What a beautiful meditation, profoundly calmer and centered. Beautiful. Fantastic. I feel relaxed and airy. Nice. And that's Dana. And it was Christelle who said beautiful. And Alex, very beautiful, powerful, completely calm in my entire body. Fantastic. I felt a lot of stagnant energy release. Elizabeth, yes. Yeah, there was a lot of really stuck energy. I think that's why we really stayed with it and just allowed the releases. You'll be experiencing powerful meditations at the beginning and end of each day as we progress. So there's a lot of work in the middle, and these are beautiful releases for you. So you'll be getting all your meditations in class. Let's see. Heather, I noticed when clearing the center of my head, I kept experiencing my root chakra being energized. Interesting. Okay. And Deb, I'm here. Yay. Fantastic, Deb. I'm glad you got on the call. Or I'll bet you're saying you're here, that you really got here with the meditation. That's probably what you're saying. Jyoti, insights about what's still in my body, even doing your morning meditation, less concerned about being able to do this. Computer system line style of training. Thank you very much. Beautiful, Jyoti. A lot of releasing, still processing, feel lighter and peaceful. Wonderful. Well, fantastic. I'm just curious how many of you are interested in the certification and how many of you came in because a week-long training where you could do it online, you didn't have to fly somewhere, was going to be wonderful for you, that you were really looking for the transformation. I'm just curious how many of you wanted the Quantum Ambassador certification, and that's part of the reason you signed up. So let me tell you what we're going to be doing today. We'll have a five-minute break coming up in about 9 minutes. And every break, I really do need you to get up and walk around sitting in front of a computer or holding onto a phone for 7 hours is going to do us all in. So I want you to get up, move, use the bathroom. It's a five-minute break, but listen, sometimes I get back at 6 minutes. So if I go upstairs and move around a little bit, you have to forgive me if I'm 60 seconds late. Now, we'll have a five-minute break at the hour, and then the second hour, so that when we get to my time, California time, 10 o'clock, so hour two, we're actually going to take a 20-minute break. And then we're going to we'll go to the hour, do just a quick five-minute potty break, and then we'll go to the hour my time noon. So that'll be 4 hours in. At 4 hours in, we're going to take a half an hour break. Now, you'll have things that you can work on if you want to, because we'll be in process at that point. Or you can just take a break and eat lunch and or whatever. I'm going to eat lunch. So you'll have some things you can work on during that 30 minutes, or you can just rest. We'll have to, if you're one of the people who are on the phone line, and I know we have a few people on calling in rather than doing the live streaming, we're actually going to close out the phone call and then redial back in. The system allows us to record 4 hours. So we'll have to close out the phone line. So if you're one of the phone people, you'll just hang up, and then you'll call back in 20 minutes or so. The class is the break at lunchtime is 30 minutes. And then we'll still have another 2.5 hours, and we'll take 5-minute breaks in the afternoon. So about every hour we take a 5-minute break. So that's kind of the structure. The last part of the class, we'll be doing a meditation. This morning, you're going to, in our next section, we're going to really learn how kinesiology works, so muscle testing, and we're going to learn how, you know, the proper way to do the quantum pump. I'm going to teach you a few different hand movements. As we progress through the week, you'll be learning different techniques to use with your hands to access and alter, like direct how the quantum field is, designed. So we'll be explaining that in the next section. So the coming up section, we'll be doing both kinesiology and muscle testing. And I see a bunch of comments coming in. And we do have the ability, I believe, on our live streaming for you guys to chat. Chat literally, talk to me, have your voice come out over, and actually even your image if you'd like. So if you raise your hand during a time when I'm not teaching, I'm saying I'd like comments, then you might be able to come on and chat with us, which might be fun for me. I really like to get to know you guys, and it's the first time we're teaching this class, and so I don't see your beautiful faces and hear your wonderful voices, and it really adds something for me if you are willing to do the chatting. Okay, so I see lots and lots of comments coming in. I better scroll down here. All right, let's see. Oh, good. Okay. So I really missed a whole bunch. Very beautiful. Feel relaxed and airy. Okay, remember that. I felt a lot of stagnant energy release. I think I read that. Root chakra, I read that. Yay. Okay, so here we go. Jyoti, super interested in the certification. And the online training is making it possible for me. Thank you so much for this, Julie Renee. Blessings. You're welcome. I've been getting requests for a year to do this online training. So, we may hold on to this particular one as once a year we do a certification training online. We might do that. So I'm happy to hear that. And Jyoti and Renee and Roxanne and Alex, yes. To all you said, thank you. Oh, okay, Sharon. Okay, finally received email to join. We'll hope that this is recorded. And Deb, it is recorded. So we've got actually a bunch of staff trying to make sure that every single person gets on. So I've been hyper-vigilant about checking everything. So I'm happy that you got in the first hour when we're doing the guided meditation. You'll be able to that probably within 12 hours after the class, we always send out the recording. It'll be interesting because this is a really long recording. Okay. Christelle, mainly happy to be here today. Interested in certification maybe later. Okay, thank you. Elizabeth, I'm very interested in being a quantum ambassador it's really important to me to be certified and qualified so I can do this work and really help people. Love, love, love. Great. Is this schedule printed? What we'll do at each break is I will post the break time, so it'll be on a little slide so you see it. What we're covering each day is available for you on the website. However, it's set up as if we're in a hotel, so the times aren't the same. But exactly, we're going to cover exactly what's in the schedule, but we won't have the same timelines because there's actually like 2-hour breaks and things like that, which we're not going to do when we're online. So yes, and you all have gotten the link to the schedule for the entire week. When we sent out the link for the class, and we set out the link for the daily schedule. The daily schedule, like I said, all the sections each day, we're covering everything that there is. Normally, the classes would start at like 9 in the morning. We'd have breakfast together. We'd have lunch together. We'd have longer, prolonged breaks, and we'll have much shorter breaks so that we get it all done in a 7-hour period instead of, spread out over from 9 in the morning till 7 at night, I think is what we did. So it would be a 10-hour day if we did all those breaks. Okay. Yeah, thank you, Christelle. Yeah, first time we're doing the Diamond online. I never received an email for all of this class. Deb, if you could send a message to trainings@julierenee.com, my producers will get you whatever you need. They're here. Obviously, there's a couple team members making sure that everything goes right. So we'll get you what you need. I read that this goes till 3 p.m. in one email and 7 p.m. in another. Will you please explain that? There is no 7 p.m. I think what you read at 7 p.m. is the class schedule on the website, and that's for all the live trainings that I do in, like, hotels. And that's been up for a year, and we're doing the exact same schedule, except we're not doing the hours. So we're going from 8 in the morning, rather, Pacific time, 8 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon. So we're not taking 2-hour breaks. And if you looked at that schedule, you'd see that there's like an hour and a half break here and a half an hour break there and a 2-hour break there, and we're not taking all those breaks. So that's what that means. I hope that's clear now. Okay, let's see. So I think I answered, is there a weekly schedule available? Yes. You got that when you got your invitation, the link to join the seminar. So, but if you didn't see it and you've lost the email, you go to julierenee.com under trainings and click on immersion. And then when you go to Diamond on Immersion on the drop-down menu, it'll say Daily Schedule. It'll right underneath Diamond will say Schedule, so that you'll be able to look at it if you don't have the link. But we sent it to you, so you did get the link for the Daily Schedule. Okay. Cool. Okay, Elizabeth, cool. I would love to get to know you all and need a community. So can we coordinate each? We actually, you will be invited to the Immersion Facebook page, and that already is up and exists. So I get that you're excited. We'll get you the page link so that you can join the exclusive Immersion page. So we'll do that for you. Okay, and perfect. And I do see admin knows, I do see your test note. Thank you. And thank you. And I am in touch with Carolyn. Oh, good. Okay, great. All right. My sweet darlings, I love you. Let's take a little 5-minute potty break. stand up and stretch. And excited to get all the concerns out of the way right up front and understand that, you know what, nothing is ever perfect. And especially when we're working with this powerful information that is really breakthrough information coming out about the quantum field. And so inevitably at some point during the week there'll be a tech glitch or you won't get a link or something will happen, and understand that you are so loved and cherished and we are here to make this happen for you. So trainings at julierenee.com is available during the half an hour before and a few minutes after, but all the way through we've got somebody either at trainings or at support at julierenee.com. So we've got staff on to help you if you're having a problem. So trainings or support at julierenee.com. Trainings at julierenee.com, support at julierenee.com. And there is a phone line, so if you lose your computer access, you can just go on to the phone. You're going to get the replays at the end of the day, so not to worry about replays. You're going to get them. And we love you. I love you. And I want you to have your breakthroughs. So I want you to just be at peace and know that all is well and it's all, everything is in divine order. So we'll take the five-minute break. It's now 3 minutes after the hour. We'll go till 8 minutes after the hour and come back. And I'll put a little sign up that reminds you of that. Okay, see you in a few minutes.